97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm on board with not sucking as a Cardinals fan. How about that?
I don't think you're alone.
No, I don't think I'm alone on that as well. We got Sue's News coming up here after the top of the hour. A few things that I wanted to share before that. First of all, as I was driving in today, this is interesting timing, on 44, I passed one of those Tesla cyber trucks, right? And then I see this story. Tesla is recalling more than 27,000 Cybertrucks. This is the fifth recall for the Cybertruck this year.
Yikes.
Since it went on sale. This one is because they're so ugly. They're recalling it because they've decided they're so ugly. They're just going to give everyone their money back because it's an embarrassing vehicle.
They're supposed to be. That's the whole point.
They're just hideous.
Totally different.
Why is that the point, though?
Well, you know, he could make beautiful if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. I think he liked the fact that it was just supposed to be super futuristic. I don't know. I'm making that
up. But do you really think anyone, and I, by the way, a friend probably listening right now, do you think anyone that bought one is like, you know, that's a cool looking vehicle?
Oh,
or is it just
sure.
that? Really?
Oh, yeah. We saw one on one of these bike things that I do, and everybody pulled off to kind of look at it and.
But people do that with a traffic wreck,
really
too.
Cool. No. At a rest stop, they're interesting. I'm not going to buy one. I couldn't afford one. But yeah,
but you're saying,
that's the point.
Like, stylistically and aesthetically, when someone's driving down the road or even they're going to look at that kind of thing, that's a good looking vehicle, man. I want to drive one of those. It's different. Like, I get the technology and all that stuff.
But they'll say it's cool.
Well, it's cool because.
I'm not saying it's attractive, it's just cool.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, let me put it this way. Like, when I was I'm just trying to grab at an analogy here.
Okay.
When I reviewed movies for about 30 years, right? And one thing that film critics love to do, and I know this because I was one of them, they love to tell you how cool something is that you can't see yet, right? Like, this movie's out after Christmas, but I've seen it already, right?
Oh, I gotcha.
This movie is out in a couple, but I've seen it already. They love doing that. And it's just because they'll tell you a movie's good when it sucks, just because they've seen it before anyone else.
I just want to say, I've seen it first.
Right, it's groupthink. So I don't know exactly what's at stake here, but I do know that there's a lot of people that have a lot of money, and they have Teslas, and they're like, okay, we're going to get the Cybertruck as well. And in fairness, I've never been in one. I've been in Teslas. I've driven Teslas before. I rather like them, but I have not been in the Cybertruck. Wouldn't that one, by the way, just thinking out loud here, that would take more juice to power up, wouldn't you think? Larger vehicle.
So it's got up to 845 horsepower.
Yeah, that's very that's very fast. Very, very fast.
It's a one speed automatic. I love it.
Well, you haven't driven one yet, have you?
Just a normal Tesla.
Oh yeah, but you have. Okay, so it's just all torque.
My
friend who has one had a what is that, the Model S, but it was the Ludicrous edition, which
oh
was
gosh.
Super souped up. And I can not even tell
Lona.
You I can't fairly assess whether or not the G's that I pulled in the Tesla were that different than the ones that I flown when I was with the Blue Angel last year.
Because it really is a torque machine.
It does put you back in your... And you know, see, here's the other thing about it. Maybe this is just jealousy, Sue. Because I'm pissed off about Teslas. And here's why. And these EVs. I like fast cars.
Uh-huh.
I have a fast car. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
It's 400 horsepower,
sure.
right? It's not the fastest on the road, certainly. But it's pretty fast.
You
but these things are EVs... Boom. You
yeah,
just
they really
press
are.
The you know, so I like to hit the gas pedal every once in a while
sure.
and zip in. I can slice through traffic, as they say. Safely, Sue, of course.
Uh-huh.
But those EVs have kind of got me built. All right, couple things here before the end of the hour after I ripped on Tesla here. Are you talking about rust coming up or not?
Not really.
Okay,
so
did you know about that?
No,
okay,
I don't
so
know.
So they're about to release this movie at a film
Jeez.
Festival, and this is, boy, how many years after this? 3 years after this Helena Hutchins shooting, this independent Western with Alec Baldwin, a lot of controversy, obviously, is going to make its world premiere in November at a film festival in Poland. And I guess Joel Souza will be there. That's the writer and director who was also struck by the same bullet that killed Helena Hutchins. I don't think that Alec Baldwin will be there because there's a lot of consternation there. But look, this is, to me, one of those films that probably should have just gone away. I don't know.
I wondered about that, too.
Because you're going to have the curiosity factor because of what happened. But maybe that's the only thing that's going to drive people to see this movie. And it's also always going to hang over it. So I'm not too crazy about that. Hey, one thing I also wanted to point out for later in the show, a couple of things related to courts and trials, including Rust. There's a story that I get sent yesterday that's in the Missouri Independent, missouriindependent.com. The headline is Credibility of State's Expert Witnesses Questioned in Missouri's Transgender Healthcare Trial. State's experts, the subheadline, lack published articles on gender dysphoria or face retractions. So it says Missouri's defense of a state law barring minors from beginning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones will depend on whether the judge in the case puts stock in expert witnesses touting retracted studies and conspiracy theories about Jerry Sandusky. Follow that again here, or follow up on here in a second. So this is Craig Carter, who's in Wright County. He's presiding over this lawsuit that Andrew Bailey and the AG's office is handling that challenges the gender-affirming care restrictions. The ACLU filed this. So it said, and this was the story that was sent yesterday, questions of credibility came up Tuesday when the Missouri Attorney General's office called as a witness John Michael Bailey, a psychology professor at Northwestern University who testified his now-retracted study entitled Rapid Onset Gender Dysphoria, which concludes that adolescents identify as transgender as a result of a social contagion. And basically, he said that because adolescents identify as transgender mainly as a result of a social contagion. But this is what the story says. It was his social media post about the accusers of Jerry Sandusky that appeared to concern Carter. Carter's the judge. Sandusky, a former college football coach, was convicted of molesting young boys over a period of at least 15 years. Bailey, Andrew Bailey, repeatedly posted on social media that he believes Sandusky is innocent. And the judge said, "You believe the people testifying against Jerry Sandusky are lying?" And Andrew's response was, "I can see that if you're not familiar with the evidence that I'm familiar with, you would be shocked." Now, the person who sent the article to me is the person that came up in the court, and that's my friend John Ziegler. John and I have known each other for 15 years. He is a conservative talk show host, podcaster, media type, who made a movie about Sarah Palin and media bias way back in 2009 about what happened during the Obama campaign. And John is very, very outspoken. He never backs down from his opinions, and he did a series of podcasts and thorough investigation into the Sandusky case. Now, I was very, very leery. And most people out there right now are probably thinking to themselves, this guy diddled little kids, right? Why are you even coming close to defending him? Well, if you listen to Zig's podcast, and he's going to join us a little bit later in the show in the 5 o'clock hour, and he'll explain this. And I've listened to a good portion of the podcast. He brings the goods. And, you know, one of the people that became very close with John before he passed away recently was Franco Harris, a legendary
Love
Hall of Famer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He played for Penn State. He firmly was on John's side.
Wow.
The former president of Penn State just wrote a book that outlines, you know, I sit here every day. It's not just a weekly or monthly thing. Every single day, I highlight media manipulation. There is no case that has had greater media manipulation in history, perhaps, than the Jerry Sandusky case at Penn State University. And if you would take the time, and I think Andrew Bailey has, he's listened to the podcast, he's looked at the evidence. Now, you can be as skeptical as you want, but until you listen to the evidence, and it's extensive. I mean, the podcast goes on and talks to so many different people. And one of the things that John is really good at, and he has a podcast right now that's called, you know, The Death of Media, is he's really good at highlighting the malfeasance that these reporters, including reporters at ESPN, took part in, which are just disgusting. And he gets fired up about this. And by the way, he was in a real cranky mood last week, so hopefully he's in a better mood when he joins us at 5 o'clock. So Zig's coming up, and we'll talk about that. And I found it very interesting. And again, that's probably not going to play well for Andrew Bailey, simply because it gives people in the mainstream media and the Missouri Independent, people that don't know and they are not familiar with the case, the reason to just say, hey, you're a kooky conspiracy theorist. Because that was an unfair way to even write that story, because obviously the reporter had an agenda there that kind of was exposed in the article. We're coming back. Sue's News after Fox News at 4.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.